With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Republican-controlled Arizona legislature has given final approval to a proposal asking voters to make it a state crime for non-citizens to enter the state through Mexico at any location other than a port of entry. The move sends the measure to the November 5th ballot. Arizona's proposal would allow state and local police to arrest those crossing the border without authorization. Republican Representative Barbara Parker says Arizona's doors are open to all legal immigrants.
This is not about a race or any race. This is about crime. The crime of crossing an international border when you are not allowed to do so.
Democrat Mariana Sandoval disagrees.
I can assure you that HCR 2060 is not a solution. It's an election year politics.
Also at SRNnews.com, today's Wall Street Journal carries a front page story suggesting President Biden's advanced age is playing out in policy decisions and White House meetings, that where the commander-in-chief often seems distracted and forgetful. One person quoted by the Journal, House Speaker Mike Johnson.
They quoted an exchange that he and I had in the Oval Office, just the two of us, when we were talking about his executive order on LNG exports, and he intimated to me that he didn't quite understand what he signed. And the president tried to argue with me and tell me that he didn't do that, when clearly he did. That was the subject of the article. And I've said, if anybody disputes the account of that, I will submit to a polygraph, because I know exactly how that conversation went down, and I'm telling the truth about it. I take no pleasure in that.
Hunter Biden's federal gun trial continuing in Wilmington, Delaware. Prosecutors seeking to show the depth of his drug problem, which they say was going on when he filled out a form to buy a weapon. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in the country of Georgia debating wide-ranging family values measure.
The Speaker of Georgia's parliament says the legislation includes bans on LGBT propaganda and gender reassignment surgery. The proposed measure would also prohibit non-heterosexual people from adopting children and prevent people from changing their gender in ID documents. Georgia is a predominantly Orthodox Christian, socially conservative nation, with polls showing most citizens disapprove of same-sex relationships. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Police in Michigan investigating pro-Palestinian graffiti spray-painted on the exterior of a law firm as a hate crime. The law firm belongs to University of Michigan Regent and Attorney Jordan Acker, who called the vandalism anti-Semitic. Acker, who is Jewish, says the vandalism has nothing to do with the war in Gaza. This is SRN News. Oh, McDonald's losing a trademark battle in the European Union. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The courts found the U.S. giant failed to prove that it was genuinely using the Big Mac name over a five-year period for chicken sandwiches and poultry products. The Big Mac's a hamburger made of two beef patties, cheese, lettuce, onions, pickles, and Big Mac sauce, invented in 1968 by a Pennsylvania franchisee who thought the company needed a sandwich appealing to adults. The decision, though, about more than burger names. A dispute erupted after Galway-based Supermax started eyeing up European expansion plans and applied to register its company name in the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wall Street numbers today. Dow Industrials gaining 96, S&P 500 ahead 62, and NASDAQ climbed 330. More details at srnnews.com.